15. Fyodor Dostoevsky. Dostoevsky was born in 1821 in Moscow. His childhood was very unhappy. His father, a doctor, was bad-tempered and violent. He believed in very strict discipline for little children. Fyodor's mother was a sweet and gentle woman. She was the only person who could control his father. When she died in 1837, Fyodor's father became even worse. He lost control and was angry all the time. When he was 21, Fyodor joined the army. But he hated the army and left after only 2 years. He wanted to be a writer. He wrote a novel and sent it to some publishers, but the publishers wanted him to make big changes. He refused. So he borrowed money and published the novel himself in 1846. The novel was called Poor Folk. It was a great success, and suddenly Dostoevsky was famous. Everyone wanted to meet this talented writer. Dostoevsky wanted new friends, so he joined a secret political group. The people in the group disagreed with some laws of the government. They believed in freedom of speech. They also wanted the serfs to be free. As a boy, Dostoevsky had spent the summer at his family's home in the country and had become friends with the serfs. He believed very strongly that they should have rights. Dostoevsky almost died for these beliefs. In 1849, the police arrested Dostoevsky and other members of the political group. All of them were sentenced to death. Later, the leader of Russia had changed his mind. The prisoners were now sentenced to 4 years of hard labor in a prison camp in Serbia. For the next 4 years, Dostoevsky worked as a prisoner in Serbia. In 1857, he married a widow with a 9-year-old son. He joined the army again and began to write The House of the Dead, a novel about his horrible experience in the prison camp. 2 years later, Dostoevsky was allowed to St. Petersburg. He finished writing his book, and it was eventually published. In 1864, Dostoevsky's wife and his brother died. He was terribly depressed, and now he had more financial problems. Dostoevsky moved to Western Europe during the 1860s. A publisher there offered him a lot of money to write another novel, but he had to do it quickly to get the money. So, he hired an assistant, Anna Snitkina, to help him. About 6 months later, he married her. Anna was 25 years younger than Dostoevsky. They had 4 children and a good life together. Anna took care of all of Dostoevsky's business. She worked with the publishers and with the people he owed money. She helped him to give a happier and easier life. During the last 20 years of his life, Dostoevsky wrote his 4 most important novels, Crime and Punishment, The Idiot, The Possessed, and The Brothers Karamazov. All of them were great masterpieces. Dostoevsky was never a healthy man. He had very bad eyesight, which made it hard for him to work. He also had a serious disease called epilepsy. Another illness caused him to lose consciousness and remain very still for a long time, as if he were dead. Because of this, Dostoevsky had a terrible fear of being buried alive. Dostoevsky died at the age of 59 after years of illness. 30,000 people watched his coffin pass through the streets of St. Petersburg. It was the largest funeral procession in Russian history. When he died, he was Russia's greatest writer. Now, he is believed one of the greatest writers in the world.